This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
All right, guys, here we are, last break of the day on this Wednesday. Steve, how you feeling? What you thinking?
I'm good. Mm-hmm. I have some closing remarks, kind of encourage everybody.
Okay.
You know what, folks? I want to encourage you all to follow your dreams. I want to encourage you all to pursue your visions. Look, this business you want to open, get started. That school you want to attend, get started. That job you want to have, go for it. That certification you need, go make it happen. Those extra hours you need for credit to get your accomplishment achieved, go do it. But folks, listen to me. Whatever it is you're setting out to do, you have to be prepared to give your all. Because that's what's going to be required. Because every time you set out to accomplish something, you are going to be tested. Because that is what's required in the pursuit of anything that's of value. You are going to be tested. If you want a relationship with that man or that woman, you're going to be tested. If you want to stay together, you're going to be tested. But you have to understand that that's a part of the process. Now, you want to know what the other part is? The tests are hard. These are hard tests. These ain't easy tests. This ain't one plus one. No. This stuff is A squared. This stuff is physics. This stuff is algebra. This stuff is complicated, man. It's going to be hard. Success is hard. You hear the saying all the time. How many times you got to hear that? If success was easy, everybody would have it. Well, let me tell you why. Because it's hard. It's really hard. So fix your mind. Straighten up your attitude. Put a bend in your back. Brace yourself. Because it's hard. It's just hard. I don't have another way to put it to you, man. Now, I can tell you one thing, though. The hard becomes better and easier to deal with if you have a relationship with God. I will tell you that for sure. So while you're being tested, it would really, really be helpful if you had a conversation with somebody who had been through it before, who knows the way. God knows the plans he has for you, and his plans for you are for you to prosper. The devil's job is to rob you of your destiny. You got to be clear about this. Listen to me, y'all. God created you in the image of himself. He wants you to shine and be prosperous. He wants your life to be a testament to his goodness. But you have decisions you have to make. I was watching this kid who was getting sentenced. And he had done a despicable crime. And one of his, he was in jail waiting, and he wrote a rap song. And in this rap song, he was questioning God. And I don't remember exactly how it went, but it was, I'm questioning God since he made me and says he knows my future. If he knew this, why am I behind these walls? Well, because you have the power of choice. See, now, God knows who you are. But God, when he created us, we're the only creation he made who gave us complete power of choice. You get to decide between doing the right thing or the wrong thing. You get to decide that. So now, God has a life for you that he wants you to have, but if you let the devil come in and persuade you and get you to making alternative decisions, you're not going to get to where God wants you, because God wants you to prosper and have a life, but the devil's job is to rob you of your destiny. So if you're listening more to God, you got a better chance of getting that life of prosperity. But if you listening to the devil, then you finna get robbed of that. How that don't make sense to you? How you not understanding that part? Stop blaming God when something go bad in your life, when you have a full set of decisions you get to make the whole time. Now, understand something. All of us, whether we believe in God or not, or trying to do his will or not, are going to be tested. The opposing opposition will be put in front of you constantly. Temptation, no one is free of it. You are going to have to face and deal with this constantly until you leave this world. It's how you make your decisions about it that determine the way that you go. Every bad spot I found myself in, when I really stood back and looked at it, I did that. I picked that person. I pursued that person. I did that. I said I'm going over here instead of going over there. I went left instead of right. I did that. So when I end up somewhere crazy, I go right back to that decision. That's the best way to fix it. Fix yourself and your decisions, and you can fix your outcome. Y'all get a relationship with God, because it's hard out here and it's better with him. Okay? Those are my closing remarks today. Hope you got something from it. It was a little all over the place, but hey, one of them days, I'll be all right, and you will too. Talk to God. He loved you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now, and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer, where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series, What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.